a mess right now, inside out. Searching for a sweet surrender, but this is not the end. I can't work it out.
Here at Rosie on the House with Rachel Winter, founder and owner of Happy Home Organizers. And we were in the middle of a conversation with Stephanie. Let's bring Stephanie back in, who wants tips on just getting started on a closet.
Stephanie, Rachel, hi Stephanie. I wanted to help you finish. We want to make that closet look great and feel great.
Thank you.
So, okay, first step, again, don't think about the organizing yet. Don't focus on where should everything live. The first step in your closet or your junk drawer, doesn't matter, is the purging. Just extract things that, you know, you don't need, you haven't worn, you don't love. If it's broken or ripped, just get it out. Remove the garbage. And then once you have, you're down to keep, just find homes. Where should everything live? So home for every item. Can I jump in? My three golden rules, Stephanie, you're writing this down? These are the three golden rules for staying organized.
Today's takeaways here.
Big takeaways for every room of your house. I don't care what it is, your garage, your junk drawer, your master closet, whatever. Here we go. Home for every item. Where should everything live? That is the most important rule. Home for every item. If you're looking for something, you want to find it. Okay. Rule number two, like with like. Similar items should live with similar items. So when we're walking into your master closet, I want to see all the shoes together. Shoes shouldn't be scattered everywhere on the floor and over there on that shelf. Yeah. So like with like. All your sweaters should live with sweaters. Your underwear with underwear. To me, underwear, socks live in a dresser. If you don't have a dresser, we got to figure that out. A bin, a basket. So similar items need to live with similar items, okay? Like with like is rule number two. Third rule, this is
a
biggie.
Hard one.
Not on the floor.
Hard one.
Here we go. Rule number three for staying organized. This is a biggie for a lot of my clients.
Hard one.
The one in, one out. So if you have I had a client, 12 black sweaters. She loved black, 12 black sweaters. If you decide to bring a new black sweater in because you love it, it was on sale, it fits you great, well, guess what? One sweater's got to go, or three sweaters have to go. If things keep coming into the home and into your closet and into your closet and you're suffering with TMS, things have to leave. Things have to go to Goodwill for donate or the trash.
All right. Fantastic. Well, I hope that gets Stephanie started on getting going. Those three takeaways are really critical. I have to ask a question. When you have a client contact you and you work them through this process, I would think there would be a strong tendency for them to need a tune-up in about 6 or 12 months or more. Is that common?
Well, I hope not. I always say to my clients, when I come back, I want to come for coffee and cake. Okay. I want to be a guest in your home. That's my goal. That's why I'm so militant on the golden rules.
All right.
I learned something call screening today, and that is that this is a problem people don't want to address each other with. Like if you're a couple, I had a wife call. She didn't want to give me her name or where she lived or anything because she wanted someone to come clean up her husband's stuff. So how do you get him on board on board?
Have me come over. Most husbands don't know what to make of me. They're mad at the wives. Why do they, it's their job and I don't like that. But once I do a man's underwear drawer and they see how amazing and beautiful that underwear drawer is, boy, the husbands love me. And the husbands love their wives for hiring me.
I just love the fitted sheet folding.
Me too.
Ought to see that video. Yeah. Now, we did get a couple. We've gotten a lot of calls that people didn't want to leave names and numbers. They left numbers that they'd like to talk to you privately and personally. But a couple people have called. Could you please repeat those book recommendations you made at the top of the hour?
Well, one of my favorite organizers is a gentleman, Andrew Mellon, M-E-L-L-E-N. Hi, Andrew. His book is called Unstuff Your Life.
I love.
All right. Unstuff Your Life. That's a great book. I really like him, Andrew Mellon. And he came up with the organizational triangle, those three golden rules. Marie Kondo from, Tidying Up with Marie Kondo on Netflix. She has The Life-Changing Magic of Tidying Up. That's a very popular book now. But can I make a request? The theme song from Frozen, the movie Frozen, Let It Go. That's always my mantra. When I teach my seminars, we end my big finale. The big finale is Let It Go, Let It Go.
And I was going to save this, but it
for the next hour, but it ties into one thing in and one thing out. It was from the Wall Street Journal, and the article was the economic case for regifting. This isn't from a cluttering thing, but from a standpoint of an economic case. I could see this having a lot of application in decluttering. If you are given something from somebody, is it wrong to regift it to someone else that could use it or appreciate it if you don't?
Hey, listen, one man's trash is another man's treasure. And let's teach our kids the importance of regifting and donating. Absolutely. Don't throw it in the garbage. Give it to someone who will love it and enjoy it and use it.
If you find out somebody regifted something you gave, don't take it as an insult from them. Just, hey, I picked bad. I'm a horrible gift giver. And they found somebody that could use it. You know, maybe I should give cash next time.
I always say, if someone gives a gift, they've relinquished all rights. Yeah,
Rachel,
no guilt.
How do people get in touch with you?
Please go to my website. The easiest way, go to my website, happyhomeorganizers.com. Everything's on my website. My phone number, my email. Please reach out. Oh, there we go. This is it. This is the mantra of decluttering and organizing.
Let it go.
There you go. Life is happier when you declutter and organize.
Rachel Winter, Happy Home Organizers.
That's great.
Thank you so much for joining us this hour.
Thank you so much.
All right. When we get back, we got lots more to cover in another hour of making us your best friend.